All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney, Jim Hobgood, and Bobby Call is with us in studio. All right, Bobby, one interesting aspect of the game on Saturday up there at Chestnut Hill was Coach London elected in the third offensive series of the game to bring true freshman quarterback Mike Rocco into the game. What are your thoughts?
Well, he must like what Rocco's got to offer. You know, Varica was doing well, and Rocco came in and threw some good passes, but didn't get the job done as far as scoring. So he must be trying to get him some reps and get him in there. It's hard to know what he's thinking.
Well, you know, Laser, the offensive coordinator, made the comment that it's very difficult to take your starter out of the game unless he's injured for whatever reason. So this was something that Coach London and Rocco had decided before they went on this road trip. And they were determined to put Rocco in the game to get him significant play time in a meaningful game on the road to get him ready. As much psychological as anything, I just thought the timing was very questionable because Varica was having an excellent first quarter and was moving the ball. And
what was the score at that time?
You got me. I know that it probably was at least 3-3. I know that Virginia scored first on that drive. Varica had the longest drive of the season. I want to say 16 plays. And then Virginia, in a crazy fashion, I thought, kicked an onside kick that failed because Hinkebein did not kick the ball 10 yards. The ball has to go 10 yards, Chris. So they had a very, you know, BC had a very short field. The UVA defense did well to hold them to a field goal attempt. BC made the kick. Then Virginia had a decent drive, and I don't think it was 10-3 at that point. Our trusty research analyst can check on that right now.
Yeah, we'll do our research on that. But I guess the one thing we were talking off air, Bobby, this would imply that Rocco might have a slight lead in the successor sweepstakes.
Yeah, it sure looks that way. You know, when your starting QB is hot, boy, you like to keep him in there, don't you? But
As we said, I mean, Mark Varica has had a really pretty good year. You know, a few bad throws here and there, one in Southern Cal and
it
a few other games. 10-3 Boston College.
Negatory. 10-3 Virginia.
Virginia's ahead by a touchdown?
That is correct.
Well, that may be why they put him in.
Yeah, but
because you have the lead.
But if you have the lead, why wouldn't you let Varica go try to get more lead? I'm sorry. I thought it was a strange time. I think second quarter, if Varica maybe had a situation where he didn't move the ball, maybe you bring in Rocco. I mean, I know you want to get him first half experience. I just thought that was a weird time.
Well, he may have wanted to see him in the game against clearly the Boston College first defensive unit.
Sure.
To see how he would perform in that circumstance.
Well, this game was never going to be anything but first team versus first team. This Boston College has
well, they needed to win the game. They needed
they
to win the game to become bowl eligible. So it's a big game for the Eagles.
Well, if you have the lead, you've got the opportunity to give them some reps. So
Boston College is 4-4 in conference now, and they play Syracuse this weekend, which is a big rivalry game for them that seems to have grown, even though they're no longer in the Big East playing each other. But it's interesting to see what Frank Spaziani and the head coach there. And
well, if the original consultants had their way, it would be an ACC game.
True.
But Mark Warner and others got involved with that process.
Yeah, and we know what happened there. We're not going to talk about that anymore.
No.
All right, we've got to do our player of the game there, Hobbo, sponsored by LeClaire and Ryan. Do you want to do it?
No, go ahead.
All right, so UVA men's football game versus Boston College, obviously last weekend's game. Following a terrific Rodney McLeod interception midway in the fourth quarter, Mark Varica and the Cavs drove from the UVA 44 to the Boston College 8-yard line. Then on third and goal, Varica threw a perfect pass to number 81, Dontrell Inman, in the back of the end zone. Inman made a nice catch, unfortunately was ruled out of bounds. The play was reviewed, as we discussed earlier. The referee in the booth would not overturn the call. UVA went on to miss the field goal attempt on fourth down. The ball got moved to the Boston College 20. BC used up a lot of time.
You do realize that you just selected an incomplete pass for the play of the game.
It was clearly the play of the game. I know it's hard
to imagine. Very seldom do you have an incomplete pass cited to that degree.
Well, if the young man had been ruled inbounds, that was the go-ahead touchdown.
Then it would have been the play of the game.
It was still the play of the game. It was the decisive play of the game.
Well, that's true.
Big plays go either way.
So the play of the game was basically the Zebras made the play of the game. Which is often the case, by the way.
ESPN announcers did not provide decisive opinions on the call.
So they waffled on you,
They waffled, and I was disappointed that they didn't have guts to make a call. They said that one of the referees' legs on the sideline camera angle was sort of in the way, and I thought that was sort of a cheesy cop-out because they had three camera angles. That being said, it was unfortunate because Virginia had to use all their timeouts, and even though Verica drove him down the field, he could not get him close enough to really conduct a decent Hail Mary into the end zone.
So, yeah, I don't think he was able to get it all the way to the end zone on a Hail Mary.
It's kind of disappointing that he didn't even get it in the end zone, but we're not going to beat him up. He had a good game.
Well, yeah, but that comes back to the missed field goal where you would have been in a situation where you possibly could have gotten into field goal range. But all right, I think we're ready for the old bottom of the hour break. When we return, we'll still have Bobby Call in studio, and I think we hopefully will have Howard Beaver Petty on the line. So stay with us. 345-0910 if you want to call in with your comments or questions. Back in a few.